It's been said, we must be global Christians with a global vision because our God is a global God. It's refreshing to hear what the Lord is doing in the lives of Christians all around the world. Today, I'll be interviewing a pastor from Central Europe. He will share his story of how the gospel of Jesus Christ totally changed his life. I invite you to join me now.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Good News Radio broadcast with Pastor Tom Arnold. Tom serves as pastor of Good News Church in Yukon, Oklahoma, and is our teacher on this daily program. It is his desire that you will discover God's abundant plan for every aspect of your life through the faithful study of God's Word. Join us now as we go into today's message.
Well, welcome to today's Good News Radio broadcast. We are broadcasting today. Sharon, my wife, and I are together, and we're in Central Europe. We're in the heart of Europe, and we are in a beautiful city of Tabor, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours south of Prague, and it is absolutely beautiful. This city of 40,000 people is everything that you would think Central Europe should look like. It's just so picturesque. And so we are here today, and we're actually a part of a conference. Don and Stacia Schwartz, friends of ours, ministered and lived in the Czech Republic for 15 years and still minister in this country. We are here as a pastor side. Don said, Tom, I think it would be good for a lot of these pastors to just hear a pastor's heart. And he said, you know, I think it would be good if you could come. And so 3 years ago, he invited Sharon and I for our first trip. And one of the young men that we met that we really immediately stuck out in our mind as a person who truly loves the Lord was Daniel. And Daniel, welcome to today's program.
Hello.
So Daniel, tell us a little bit. Tell me your last name, first of all.
Petrina.
So is that a common Czech name?
Not so much, no.
Not so much.
But we have, I live in Prague.
Yes.
And there is a hill, it's called Petrin.
Okay.
So this is like part of my name. The root is Petrina.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So Daniel, you were born into what kind of family? You were born, first of all, how old are you, Daniel?
38.
38 years old. So were you born into a Christian family?
No, but I remember that our grandmother, she was like last believer in our family.
Oh,
wonderful. We knew that she knew God. She knew how to communicate with him, and we knew that she was praying for us.
Yeah.
So I think my newborn was part of her prayers.
Yeah, so she had an influence on your salvation.
I believe, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were born in a country called Czechoslovakia, and now you live in a country called the Czech Republic.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So how old were you when the revolution took place?
That's a good question. I think 14 years old.
You were 14
about,
years old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So once the revolution took place, all of a sudden, all the gospel starts coming in to the Czech Republic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was quite small. To my life, gospel came when I was 22 years old.
So you were 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I love hearing your story. I've heard it before. But for the audience, tell me your story.
To make it short, yeah. We were skiing in Alps in Austria. There are beautiful mountains. I was there with my brother, and I had a bad accident.
You had an accident in Austria?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I haven't heard this part.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michael Schumacher, he had accident, you know, brain accident, some kind of death. Yeah. So blood came to my brain, and I was unconscious, you say
okay.
In English?
Yeah, yeah. Unconscious.
But in my heart, I felt I am somewhere up, you know, with angels, and it was very nice experience for myself.
Right.
Very bad for my brother and my parents who came to Austria at that time. And after this accident, I went to hospital to Czech Republic, and I had some post-traumatic problems.
Uh-huh.
And the medicine man, doctors, they tried to heal me by pills and by some medication, but it didn't work so well. And I had something like, they call it clinical depression.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was very enthusiastic in hospital, but after I came home, I had this
right,
part. Yeah.
Right.
And my piano teacher, she was influenced by U.S. missionaries.
U.S. missionary.
Yeah. They influenced her. She was saved.
Tell us what the name of the ministry was.
It was Domata. Domata.
Domata.
Domata
so
schools.
Your piano teacher.
Yeah.
Attended
yeah.
a Domata
yeah.
Bible school,
yeah.
which is Mark Brzee's yeah. ministry, yeah. World Outreach Church, Tulsa.
And she prayed for my healing.
She prayed for you.
Yeah, and believe or not, in a few weeks, I was healed. Doctors tried months to heal me, my brain. And she started to pray for me and I was healed.
So that was new to you, huh?
It was amazing, yeah. So then she told me about Jesus and I accepted Jesus, could be Lord, okay. So I was saved. And then I was praying for my wife. I said, okay, Jesus, thank you for healing my brain.
Yes.
Please give me a great wife, you know.
Yeah. Isn't
that interesting? Young man, you know.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
In a few months, my wife came.
Yes.
She was also playing piano and she was looking for a teacher. And some supernaturally, she found the same teacher.
The same Christian teacher that you found.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So we were saved. She was saved 1 year after me. And we felt we belonged together. And this was for me two big miracles, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So didn't you go to like Finland for a year?
That was very important too. Yeah. Yeah. I went on Erasmus program. I went for one semester because I was on college. So I went to study there for half a year, for one semester. And then there I had Bible. I was alone there. It was very important.
So this is right after you received the Lord, correct? Had you already received Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you get saved and off you go to Finland.
After maybe 1 year, maybe.
Oh, a year later. Okay.
But I was very new believer.
Sure.
And in Finland, I really found God as loving Father,
awesome.
Kind Father. And I had two books there, how to wait for God, mm-hmm. short book and Bible. And I was really praying all the time. I was living in a flat alone. So it was amazing.
So it was in the Czech language, the Bible?
Yeah, Czech uh-huh. language.
Was it hard to get a hold of a Bible at that time?
No. I got Bible maybe a few years before my salvation.
Okay.
Somebody gave me in college lunchtime, they gave me small blue
Gideon
Bible. Thanks
Gideon.
Thanks for Gideon's.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So then, I tried to read it, but it wasn't speaking to me because I was not saved inside.
I
didn't ask Lord come to me and save me.
Yeah. Yeah. So you tried to read the Bible. And I had a buddy of mine tell me the same story. He said, I tried to read the Bible. And it was a Gideon Bible in a hotel room.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, it wasn't until I met the author of the book that the book made sense.
Yeah. So Finland experience was very important for me because in Czech Republic, after revolution, the churches didn't know how to make things and they made many, many faults.
Right.
So I was not influenced by religion,
but
by Jesus' love. So I literally started to know my God like my loving Father.
Yes.
And this was some level I never went under after this Finland experience.
Well, one of the things about Daniel that I love is that he's very passionate, not just to be saved, but he wants to share the gospel with other people. And so he is a photographer. I mean, you kind of have three different areas of ministry, I should say. They're all ministry. You have a photography. I don't know how I would word it. You're a photographer, professional photographer.
Yes.
And then you're also a graphics person. Or is that correct?
We have a graphic studio.
Yeah. Graphics
studio. And we work with the graphic designers.
Yeah. Graphic designer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing I love about Daniel. Daniel has been instrumental in translating or getting so many Christian books into this country. So we're talking about a country the size of South Carolina or Maryland, the population 10 million people. So it's kind of hard to find a lot of Czech stuff. I mean, you know, you find all these wonderful books by all these wonderful Christian ministries in the U.S. and you think, hey, let's get one in Czech and bring them. And you think, it's funny, you know, I was bringing some materials over to the U.S. and I called this ministry or secretary called this ministry and asked them, I said, do you have some Czech material? They said, yeah, we have nine. And then we have three of the other one. I said, well, we'll take them. So tell us some of the books that you've helped translate into the Czech language.
Yeah, first book we saw was from Kenneth Hagin. Book Love the Way to Victory.
Okay, Love the Way to Victory.
I saw it in English and somehow God spoke to my heart. This is a great book. I didn't even read it, but I heard a voice in my heart, you will translate it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was the first book, so we started to translate. It was a very successful book. It's about relationships.
Oh, well, trust me, it's a fabulous book.
Yeah. How to be victorious in every relationship.
Oh,
how
absolutely.
To love people and
agape love.
Yeah, so it was an amazing book. We already reprinted. We made second edition. Mm-hmm. Now I'm selling last books of that second edition.
Mm-hmm.
And then came another books about healing, about following God's plan for your life.
Following God's plan for your life. That's another great one.
Yeah, it's great, great book.
So, how to be led by the Spirit of God.
So we were amazed by Brother Hagin because of his very easy practical teaching.
Yeah.
How to read Word of God, how to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
How to heal people. And he is very practical. He's telling many stories from his life. And it's very easy to grab. If you read this book, you know, you have to read from the start to beginning. You go through, you know.
Oh, trust me. I'm right there. I shared today my story. I know you heard me. When I was in college, I got introduced to Brother Hagin's books. And I'm working on a secular degree, a degree in business administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting I spent more time reading his books than I did my textbooks.
Yeah. You can't stop when you read those. He was so good guy for this second half of 20th century.
Yeah.
He was an amazing guy.
So that was a tremendous blessing. Yeah. So, Daniel, whenever I think of your ministry also, I think of evangelism and how you have a heart to take it to the streets, get the gospel, get the salt out of the shaker, you know, we say.
Yeah.
And we need
this in Europe, that every Christian will understand this. We need your prayers in U.S.
Right.
We need to pray for Middle East, for Europe, for all those parts, that Christians will rise up and they will go out and reach out.
Right.
Share the gospel.
So what does this conference mean to you? When you think of us, whenever we come, Don comes, Sasha comes, Sharon and I are able to come. What does this conference mean to you?
Yeah, I have great answer inside me. It's Tom's pastor heart. You are Pastor Tom, and you have really a heart of loving person. When you talk to people, when you teach, it's amazing. Yeah. About Jesus in you, I think.
Well, thank you. Good time also for you to kind of get together with other pastors in this country that are like-minded, that are spirit-filled. And
it's great that I am very happy for you and for Don Schwartz. You came together with the missionary.
Sure.
I was going to his Bible school before. It's great that you flow in the gifts of Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You are not like going on some you know, project or strict program.
Right.
But you really follow Lord. And what I feel this conference is great that you are addressing really issues we pray for. We have those issues in our heart and we feel they are important now in Czech Republic. So I'm amazed that the Holy Spirit is leading you.
Well, I tell you, Sharon and I, we look forward to coming to the Czech Republic. Nobody has to twist our arm, okay? You know, we find this to be a great joy. And I think when Sharon and I, after we left after our first trip here, one of the things that Sharon and I just were so blessed by the purity of the hearts of the people and that, you know, you're just contending for the gospel and contending for the message of redemption, who we are in Christ. So we're going to wrap up today's program, but Daniel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
God bless you.
Thanks for joining me today. I trust you enjoyed this interview with Pastor Daniel from the Czech Republic. Many Christians may not realize the great need that exists in Europe for the message of Jesus Christ. I encourage you to ask the Lord to send His workers into Europe to share His good news.
Thank you for listening to today's message. You can hear this message again by visiting online at goodnewschurch.tv. To listen to this and many other messages by Pastor Tom, download the Good News Church mobile device app by searching for Good News Church Yukon through both the iTunes and Android stores. Through the website, you can also subscribe to the podcast. Pastor Tom invites you to visit Good News Church whenever you are in the greater Oklahoma City area. Good News is located at the intersection of Main Street and the Yukon Parkway in Yukon. He welcomes you to worship with them on Sundays at 10 a.m. Good News Church, it's a great place to be.